It's time for us to go, but before we go, I just got to tug on your sleeve about something here. I don't even want to talk about this, to tell you the truth. I wish we could just close the show now. We could all go home, feel good about ourselves, but I can't. A lot of people have been talking about our new vehicle we got a year ago, saying, oh, Fred, it's not the same as the old bus, and you're right, it isn't. But, you know, we've been riding hard the last year. We've gone a lot of kilometers, and that high gear is starting to slip. Sometimes we just get to a little crest there, and the boys have to get out and push on the fenders just to get us over the hill. And sometimes it doesn't quite make it. And see this beautiful young girl back here with the purple hair and the space suit? Stand up, sweetheart. Show them the outfit, sweetie. There you go. She's looking for signs of intelligent life in the band. Well, she gets out sometimes and she pushes with all her might with the boys, and sometimes even then they can't get it over the hill. And it starts to roll back and the boys can jump off the fenders, but she just has to lay down because she can't get out of the way in time. She just lays down and prays to Jesus, I don't turn the wheel. 42 feet, a trailer and truck go over, and I'm so happy to see that little purple head come out in front of the bumper. Now imagine tomorrow morning you wake up here in Peterborough and you're sitting down drinking your fair trade organic coffee, Peruvian grown with friggin' shade. Picked by hippies. Some freshly squeezed orange juice with the pulp left in, so you get your fiber, and you're having some Yoplait yogurt with some Ucelli. And you open the Globe and Mail. Oh, you wouldn't read that here. I don't know what you'd read. Last time I was here, I was reading the Globe and Mail in the newspaper, and a guy told me to stop it. I swear it's true. You're reading whatever the hell you're reading here, and you read, young drummer, run over by own van, owned by own band. And you go, oh my God, what happened? And you'll read on, tears will come to your eyes, that young drummer's gone. Tears will come to your eyes, and you'll read on, please say, if that trailer had just been 150 to 200 pounds lighter, that truck would have got over that hill. Ironically, according to my mathematical calculations, 150 to 200 pounds is exactly, if I do my ratios here, exactly the amount of CDs and T-shirts this audience could afford to buy tonight. Isn't that coincidental? It's exactly the amount, ratio-wise, that you could afford to buy that would not hurt your income one bit. Tears will come to your eyes and you'll read on. You go, oh my God, all I had to do was buy one T-shirt and one CD. I would have saved her life. I killed the drummer. And you'll come downtown next week to listen to a show and you'll hear on the overhead speakers, you say, who is that playing? They said, that's Fred Eagles. But she said, turn it off. I killed the drummer. So I'll just leave it with you, ladies and gentlemen. There's no pressure. I'll just leave it with you. You might be sitting out tonight drinking a $7 Guinness somewhere going, whoa, I hope she's okay. The band has asked me to remind you tonight, as they do every night, ladies and gentlemen, that this band here is not high on drugs. They're low on drugs, and if you got any, they'll be out by that white truck right after the show.